Okay, today's daf is daf chav gimel. We're on chav beis amid beis. We're up to the word ve'ema. Where are we?
Four lines
from the bottom. Ve'ema. And today's share is sponsored by the Daskal family, Il Nishmas David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim. Shalom Shav and Leah. So we're in the middle of discussing a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanon. If a man has relations with his sister, who's a half-sister. I say, number one, is your sister. She's your sister. Number two, she's also your wife's, your father's wife's daughter. So the two averas or one avera? So Tanakhama said it's two. And Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda said it's only one. Okay? So, and they're going back and forth, different riots. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, who said that it's only one. Ve'ema, why did he say it's only one? He said because different miyutim, that it's only one. So Gemara says, ve'ema, maybe the miyut that you said before, right, that we said, but there's no such thing as a sister if the mother is a guy or a shifcha. If the man's father, Reuven's father, has relations with a guy or a shifcha, that daughter is not considered his sister. Okay, how do you know that? So we learned yesterday all these miyutim. So the Gemara says ve'ema. Maybe it means prat la'achoso anusa. Maybe it comes to exclude a sister that was as a result of a rape that wasn't willing. The woman didn't willingly participate in that. Maybe that's not a sister. So the Gemara says ve'ema prat la'achoso anusa. Nah, hilo matzah samarta. That's impossible to say. Impossible. Why? Midirava. Because a rav is vart. What's Rava's vart? The Rava Rami. Rava brought a stira. Tzivit says, this is a very difficult stira. It's not a stira at all, if you think about it. But it says, Ervas bas bincha, o bas bitcha, lo sigaleh. Right? What does that mean? Ervas bas bincha, your granddaughter. Or Ervas bas bitcha, also your granddaughter, lo sigaleh. That's an erva. However, ha bas bina, dida. Thank you. Ubas bita dida, right? But the grandchildren, your step-grandchildren, basically, right? That, shari, that doesn't say a word, right? Doesn't mention that. Only mentions your own grandchildren, not your wife's grandchildren. Uksiv, but then it says another pasuk, ervas isha ubita lo sigale. Your wife's daughter, as Basbina, the as Basbita, also her grandchildren. There's also an erva to you. Haketzad, how do you reconcile that? I don't know what the kasha is. One pasuk talks about his grandchildren, the other pasuk talks about her grandchildren. I'm not so sure what the stira is. It's not a stira. Anyway, the Gemara answers, Kan, when the pasuk says, Ervas Basbincha, your grandchildren, right? That's ba'o nothing. That's if it's forced. Because Lamaisa, it's still a grandchild. But, what about that woman's other grandchildren? They would not be us to you. Kan, and when the next pasuk that says your wife's grandchildren, that means benishuin. That's if it's a normal marriage. So what do you see from here? That if it's an Asuin, if it's an Anusin, it's still called a sister. Right? It's still called a sister. Okay. Another thing, another try. Ve'ema, how about the following? Ve'ema, prat l'chayve lavin. Let's say it excludes chayve lavin. Rashi says, imnasa aviv mamzeres. Let's say your father married a mamzeres, which he's not supposed to do. By the way, that's a chayve lav. Marrying a mamzeres is a chayve lav. Your father marries a chayve lav, right? V'holid bas, and they have a daughter. Maybe I would say, lav achosahu. That's not considered your daughter. Right? V'ema delo tafsibah kedushin. And there's no kedushin. I'm not sure what he means by the last line there, delo tafsibah kedushin. Anyway, Let's say, Reuven's father married a mamzeres. Not allowed to do that. You get a lav. They had a daughter. So maybe I would say, I can marry that girl. Why? After all, my father didn't have Eira. Not my sister. Maybe that's what it comes to exclude. You said it comes to exclude a guy. Maybe it comes to exclude a mamzeris, a chai ve'lav. So the Amar of Papa, chai ve'lav and tafsi ba'kedushin. No, but chai ve'lav and kedushin works. The chesivit says, ki siyeno le'ish shtei nashim. If a man will have, the word have means marry. Ki siyeno le'ish shtei nashim. Achas ahuva, one he loves, v'achas snua, one he hates. Right? Now, v'chiyesh av lefnei ha'makom, v'chiyesh snua lefnei ha'makom. What do you mean? In the eyes of Hashem, is she loved? In the eyes of Hashem, is she hated? I'm not sure. Tosfos says on top, El rather, what does it mean? El rather, Ahuva b'nisueha. Ahuva means that Hashem loves that marriage. Why? Because it's a mutter marriage. And Sinua b'nisueha. And hated means Hashem hates the marriage. Why does Hashem hate the marriage? Because it's a bad marriage. What do you see? V'amar Rachmana kisiyena. And Torah says, but they're still married. Even though Hashem hates it, they're still married.
That's not practically what he's talking about.
Right. So Tosfos says on top like this. It says, Pshita, what's it talking about? It's talking about giving Pishnayim to a Bechor. Even if you hate the wife, you're still going to give the son Pishnayim. Says Tosfos, Pshita, the Mishvil Avas Vesinat Habal, whether or not the father hates the wife or not, Lo Yafkia Hamakom Zechus Bina. He's not going to change the Yerusha for the son. Not going to do that. The son doesn't mind. The wife he hates. So, but it doesn't mean, it can't mean he hates the wife. And it can't mean he loves the wife. Because we're not talking about them, we're talking about the kids. So the Torah is telling you is, even if the marriage is a marriage that Hashem hates, it's an Isser marriage, the Bechor still gets Pishnayim. Right, it says, V'im Tomar, V'neim Snua Hainu Risha, maybe the Snua means that she's a Rasha. The Hainu Snua Lefnei HaMakom, that's what it means, she's hated. Not that Hashem, that she did bad things, she's a Rasha. V'yesh Lomar, D'mashmalei Ahuva V'Snua, now it must mean that we're talking about Hashem hates the marriage. Why? Because the im berisha bedaber belona sua nami eslusnua. Because that has nothing to do with being married. So it starts off. If a man is married to two women, one that does mitzvahs and one that does averos, Hashem doesn't like the one that does averos. So okay, that has nothing to do with marriage. Obviously, this is a whole discussion about marriage. It must be that the what Hashem hates is the marriage.
But if you're going to follow that logic, that means you have to go to the next bus where it's talking about what you're giving to children. That means all of a sudden the child who's from the snua is all of a sudden given whatever.
Pishnayim. Right, if he's the bechor.
He's the mom, so he gets pishnayim.
Right. It's a funny thing. But the point is of this Gemara that you see that you can marry somebody who is also to marry. So that will produce a sister for sure. Ve'ema prala chai ve'krisos. Maybe it comes to exclude chai ve'krisos. You marry your mother. Right? Or a real sister. It's a chai ve'krisos. There's no kedushin at all. Amar Rava, Amar Kra, it says no. Ervas achoscha basa vicha o basimecha. The erva of your sister, whether it's your sister from a mother's side, your daughter, father's daughter, or your mother's daughter. Moledes bayis. She was born in the house. O moledes chutz. Or she was born outside the house. What does that mean? Bein ja'omrim lo avicha kayim. Whether we tell the father, you know, she could stay in the house, this woman. You know why she could stay in the house? Because you married her beheter. It's a good marriage. Oh, bein ja'omrim lo avicha hotzi. Or we tell the father, you have to send this woman out. You married your mother. Man marries his mother to have a daughter. Is that considered a sister to the other brothers?
No.
Yes. How could that be? Maybe it's not. Yeah. No, it is. What does it mean by chut? Well, you can't stay married to such a woman. We're going to tell you that's called by chut. Yeah, she has to leave. And yet, even though she has to leave,
still
called his sister. Bein she'omalo avicha kaya, bein she'omalo avicha hotzi, Amar Rachmana, Achos chahi, right? Larabos, maybe that comes to include now. Larabos comes to include. Achoso, mishivcha, bevodos kachavim. So even a guy, even a shivcha. Right? It's not a marriage. We make them leave. Maybe it's still considered a sister. You're not allowed to marry such a person. It's still considered a sister. It's still an erva. Amar Kura, no. It says, bas eshes avicha. It's the daughter of your father's wife. Mi sheyesh lo ishus. Only if someone has ishus, lavicha. Prat, lachoso. Prat alavicha par lachoso mishpacha mishivcha vodes kochavim So that comes to exclude a shivcha and an avodas kochavim, which there is no ishus, there is no marriage. Umay roeth, why are you excluding a shivcha and a goy that has no marriage? A man's mother and a man's sister also has no marriage.
If you have a
Kanya
ring, a shivcha, you're allowed to marry her.
Hmm? You're allowed to marry a shivcha.
Then it's not only an Evid Ivri is allowed to do that.
Right. Not allowed to marry a shivcha.
No,
it's a special thing. It's a special exception. Only an Evid Ivri is allowed to do that. Not a regular Jew. And you're not allowed to marry a guy. And if you do, you're not allowed to stay married. But...
I'm not talking about a guy. A guy, I understand.
They're both the same. They're not the same at all. We're going to see they're not the same at all. But they're the same halacha. They don't produce a marriage. And therefore, the sister is not considered your sister. What's the difference between that and an Isser Kares? What's the difference between that? A guy marrying your mother. What's the difference? My Royce, what's the difference? So, Mistabra, Chayve Kris is Havale L'Rabos. I'll tell you the truth. Chayve Kris is more of a reason to include it. She came Tafsi Ba Kedushin La'alma. The other people can marry this with these women. Just you can't. A guy down the block can marry your mother, it's not a problem. Someone else can marry your sister, it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, Adra, but just the opposite. Shivcha v'avos v'chavim havel l'rabos. A shivcha and a goy are better. Why? De'i megayra, because if they become a gayer, l'didei nami tafsi b'kedushin. Then even they can marry them. A woman becomes a gayor, she's allowed to marry such a person, no problem. So the Gemara says, no. L'chi megayra, if she becomes a gayores, then gufa achwinehi. She becomes a different person. Not the same person. Okay? So, at the end of this Gemara, what do we get out of it? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds that if you have relations with your sister, that's only one Aveira, and it doesn't apply by a guy or a shivcha. Okay? V'rabbanon l'me'ute shivcha v'avodas kochavim minolahu. How do they know it comes to exclude a guy or a shivcha? They hold it's two lavin, but they agree that there's no such thing by a guy. Nafkalahu, they learn out from the following. It says by an Eved Ivri, Ha'isha v'yilodeha, tiye la'adoneha. Even though an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry such a person, they're not considered his kids. So certainly, they're not going to be considered your kids, but you're not allowed to marry that person. Certainly. So the truth is, this only answered the Eved Ivri, the Shivcha. It didn't mention anything about a goy, right? So for Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, why doesn't he learn from this pasuk? Right? What was this pasuk learned from? We had it yesterday, right? Had a whole discussion yesterday, right? So the Gemara answer is, I'll tell you why. Chad b'shivcha, v'chad b'avodas kochavim. Utsrihi. I need two separate limudim, one for a shivcha and one for a guy. Why? D'yashmin on shivcha. If he only had shivcha, mishum de'ein lo chayeth. A shivcha has no yichus. Says Rashi, shivcha ein lo chayeth up on top. Ein lo yichus. She doesn't have any yichus. Dechsev, because it says, am hachamor, im hachamor. Right? Avram told Eliezer and Yishmael, you wait here im hachamor with the donkey. We have a drasha, am hadomo lechamor. Chamor doesn't have yichus. So too, an eved, doesn't have yichus. V'avodas kochavim misyaches al shem aviyah. But a guy has yichus. K'dechsev, like it says, baladan, hadrimon ben tavrimon. Goyim have parents. They have yichus. Right? Back to the Gemara. Avodas kochavim de'is lechiyas emalo. But I would have thought maybe a guy has yichus. Maybe a guy, and it would be considered your sister. And if I would have only had a guy, I would have said, Mishum delo shaycha b'mitzvos. Not shaycha b'mitzvos. So of course, if a man marries a guy, of course that child is not considered a sister. Avol shivcha the shaycha b'mitzvos, but a shivcha still the shaycha b'mitzvos, like a regular, every other woman. Aim a low. I would say, that is considered your sister, it's not excluded. Tzricha, therefore it's excluded. Okay? Next. V'rabbanan, askechan shivcha. We only have found the shivcha here. Avodas kochavim minolahu. How do you know that a guy is not considered a family member? How do you know that? So, v'chi teinu nelef mishivcha. If you want to say, well, it's learned from shivcha, we can't do that. Hanu mistrach tzrichi. We just said why you need both. Each one's got a mila. So So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Ben Yechai Amar Kra. It says like this in the pasuk. It's very difficult pasuk in here. It says like this. It says like this.
Okay, in the Chumash.
Here. It says like this. It says in Parshas Veschanon. It says in Parshas Veschanon. They left out the first pasuk here. It's in Devarim Zayin. In Devarim Zayin Gimel. No, but first, it starts off with Gimel. In Gimel, it says like this. Gimel says, talking about Goyim, V'lo tizchatein bam. Don't marry them. Don't marry Goy. Bitcha, your daughter, lo sitnu livno. Don't give your daughter to their son. And Ubito, and your daughter, lo tikach livonecha. Don't take his daughter for your son. Don't let your daughter marry his son. And don't let his daughter marry your son. Right? Both ways. The pasuk ends off, Ubito, his daughter, lo sikach livonecha. Don't take for your son. The pasuk says, why not? Because ki yaser es bincha me'acharai. Because his son, ki yaser es bincha. Because it'll cause your son to be turned away me'acharai. V'avdu elohem acharim, they're going to worship idols. What about in the first half? Don't take one of their sons for your daughter. Why doesn't it say because they're going to go and worship idols? Why doesn't it say that? What about the second case?
Only the woman does.
What?
The woman does the convinces.
No, just the opposite. The exact opposite. So Rashi says, so we're back to the Gemara. Mishur Ben Yechai says, it says, Amar Kot says, Ki yosar es bincha me'acharai. Because they're going to take your son away from you. And they're going to go worship idols together. What do you see from here? Bincha, now why aren't we worried about your daughter and the guy's son? The answer is, because your daughter and the guy's son, the child is a Jew.
What?
Child is a Jew.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do? But if it's your son, and their daughter, the child is a guy.
Yeah.
What? Therefore, ki yasur bincha mi Yisraelis, any son from a Jewish girl, is kari bincha, it's called a son. V'ein bincha haba menavod gavim kari bincha ela bina. But a son born from a non-Jewish woman, is that called your son? It's called her son. Rashi says, ki yasur es bincha, see Rashi? Says, midiloksiv ki sasir. It doesn't say that the woman's going to turn you away. It doesn't say that. Only ki yasur, the man. Shmamina, hachika amar, bitcha, your daughter, lo sitein livna, lo, no, bitcha means their daughter. Their daughter, lo sitein livno, don't make a shidduch with your son. Why not? Ki yasur, ki, did I read that right? I'm getting all confused. Bitcha means your daughter, right? No, it's his daughter. It's his daughter for your son. Midlo ktiv. What? Bitcha, your daughter. Lo sitein livno.
To his son.
Ki yasir bal bitcha es bincha shetelad lo bitcha me'acharai. Right? What does that mean? Ki. Oh, man. What? Hachikamar, bitcha, your daughter. Lo sitein livno. Don't.
Your daughter, don't give to his son.
Ki yasir bal bitcha. Because the, right, exactly. Because the father of that girl, it's a goyish girl, right?
Right.
Will turn away as bincha. Shetel lo bitcha me'acharai. They'll give birth to the daughter here is the goy. Aval abito, but on your daughter, But your daughter, lo sikach lebincha, don't take their son. Lo kamahader, v'lo karinan be kisasir. The Torah doesn't warn when it's your daughter. The Torah doesn't warn they're going to take him away. Shouldn't do it. Don't do it. Don't marry a guy. Don't have your daughter marry a guy. It's your boy. It does say that in the Torah, but it doesn't give the reason why. The answer is. Alma bincha min obegochav mishal yaldolo bitcha kari bincha ve'ein bincha habam obegochav kari bincha. Therefore, because it's a Jewish woman, this child is Jewish. If it's a non-Jewish woman, the child is not Jewish. So the Torah only warns when the woman is not Jewish. Why?
Exactly what happened, but I don't know.
Correct. Okay. Therefore, what do you see from all that? A guy is not considered a wife. That's what you see.
What do you mean for the daughter of a non-Jewish woman?
Yeah, but if your brother Reuven and Shimon, right? Yeah. Reuven marries a guy, right? I'm sorry, Reuven marries a guy. Reuven has a son from a previous marriage.
Yeah.
Then Reuven goes ahead and marries a guy, and they have a daughter. And Reuven's son has relations with that daughter. Is that an avera? I'm not saying we're going to give you after Yon if you do that, but is that an avera? Shai said your sister. Yeah. Why? Because the woman's a guy. Aye, they're married. They went to some hall, had a big wedding. Doesn't matter.
Right.
That's all. How do you know that?
What did your prophet for? It's not you. What would you think?
What? It's still married. So that's exactly. You need a labor for that. Still, because we said a sister, children are from any which way. But a mzera is yes. And if you married a worse erva, like a real relative, it's then yes, it's a sister.
So if you magari, cut the chin shot. Obviously, if you don't magari, you're not in the same part.
Okay, so that's exactly what this limit is. Amar Ravina, Shma Mina, you see from here, Ben Bincha, a grandson.
Bincha.
What?
Ben Bincha.
Haba min ove kochavim, Kari Bincha. It's called a son. So Lema, Kasama Ravina holds, ove kochavim. The Eved, Haba Bas Yisrael Avlad Kasher. So maybe if that's the case, then an Eved or a guy that has relations with a Jewish girl, the Vlad is Kasher. So the Gemara says, Nihi de Mamzer Lo Havi, it's not a Mamzer. Kasher Nami La, it's not Kasher either. Yisrael Apostle Mikri, it's called some Psul. Ha, Beshiva Umos Ksiv, this Pasuk that we just read, those difficult Psuk in there.
Why, the mother is Jewish.
What?
Jewish.
I know, so but a Kohen can't marry those children.
Right.
That's all. There's psulim. Aye, hi b'shiva umos ksiv. Those psukim were written about the seven nations, not about other nations. Only those seven. So the Gemara says, ki yasir l'rabos kol ha-masir. No, ki yasir includes any guy. Ha nichal Reb Shimon darish time of the krah. That only makes sense if you hold darish time of the krah. Why can't we do this? Because it's going to turn away. Elal rabbanan min alahu. How does the rabbanan know all this? Because they don't learn darish. They don't darish time of the krah. So the Gemara says, Mantana de Poli Galei, to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, who's the arguer? It's Rabbi Shimon, who holds time of the cross. So everybody in this Machlokes holds time of the cross. It's not a problem. Okay? That was the easy part of today's daf. Okay? Now the daf gets very hard. Ready? It starts off easy and it just gets worse and worse. Ready? What? Okay, good. Small. Very good. Misha Kidesh. Ready for this one? Misha kideish achas mishtei achayos. If somebody gives kiddushin to one of two sisters, the Gemara is going to say that at the time he did this, he knew which one he was giving it to. Then he forgot. So at the time of the kiddushin, he knew. Because otherwise it's called a kiddushin that's not given over for can't have bia. You can't go through with it. Because you don't know which one it is. He knew. They're twins. He knew. And then he forgot. So, what's the halacha?
They forgot? I don't care.
He forgot. They also forgot. Everyone forgot. Misha kidesh achas mishtei achayos. He gives kiddushin to one of two sisters. The ene yedeya eze mehem kidesh. But he doesn't know which one. So, what's the halacha? No saying get lazu, forget lazu. He has to give a get to both. Out of a suffix. Okay? Then they can go on their merry way. He goes on his merry way. That's the easiest case you're going to get today. Okay? Mace. What if he gives a kiddushin to two women and then he dies? Velo ach echad. And he has one brother. What's the halacha? Choleitz l'shtehen. This brother has to give chalitza to both. That makes sense?
Yeah. At what stage is this?
He gave kiddushin. And then he full kedushin. There's no nisuin because I don't know which one. And then he died. Yibam, by the way, is on nisuin also.
Right.
On erusin also. So Rashi says in the second line, Rashi choleitz l'shteyan. He has to give chalitza to both. Delo yada eizah yivimto. He doesn't know which one's the yivama. Doesn't know which one. Umichlat chada v'yavme chada lo. It's impossible. I'll do chalitza to one, I'll marry the other one. How about that? We can have that in a minute. This, at this stage, you can't say that. Why? Because there's only one brother. So why can't you give yibum to one and chalitza to one? Lo. Da'achotz chalutzaso asur lo midrabanan b'chayel. Because achotz chalutzaso is asur. The sister of a chalutza is also asur midrabanan.
If she comes out and says it's me, does she believe?
Yes. Yes. Well, that's a whole other sugya. But and basically, yes. Okay? Right. The yibume, I'm still in the Rashi. The yibume duresha namilo. You can't even give yibum first. The dilma lo zu hi yivimto. Maybe that's the wrong one. The paga ba'achos zikukaso ta'aviki ishto. You're going to be marrying the sister of a zikuka, which is a problem. So therefore, you have no option except to give two chalitzas. Okay? Good? Now here's the next one. Hayilo shnayim. What if you have two brothers? Now you have two brothers. Now, echad choleitz, the echad miyabim. One can do chalitza, and one can do yibum. Says Rashi, hayilo shnayim echad choleitz, tchilo la'achas. The first one must do chalitza, then vasheni, imratza liyabim, shnia miyabim. If the second one wants to do yibum in the other sister, no problem. Why? De'im zu yivimto shaper. If this is the right one, I got it right. What if it's the wrong one? V'im achosahi. If it's the wrong one, what?
No, he's not getting your vote.
Lo kapaga b'achosaku kaso. It's not a problem of achosaku kaso. Why? The chalitza afkul azika. Because the chalitza undid it.
Exactly.
It undid that chalitza. Undid it. And therefore it's all mutter. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah?
Why is it doing anything?
Huh?
Why must it do anything?
Because it's a suffix. Suffix Yibam here. She can't marry anyone else. None of these two women can't marry anyone else.
They took care of
it. Yeah, but today, Chalitza took care of it.
Only for one. What about the other one?
You don't know which one, so you have to do both. And then the other one.
So if there are two brothers, one of them can do Yibam second, if he wants to. He can do Chalitza also. If he wants to, so tell his brother, you do Chalitza that one, I'm marrying that one. That's no problem. Right? By the way, Kadmu v'kantu, ein motzin miyadam. If one jumps and gets married, we don't undo the marriage. Kadmu v'kantu, ein motzin miyadam. Fine, we don't undo it. What's the issue here? The only issue that they did was achos zekukaso.
Right.
It's only issue. So, okay, it's under a bond. We're not going to make them get married. We'll see in the Gemara more about this issue. That we let them stay married. Okay, now the cases get really hard. Ready? Shnayim shekidshu shtei achayos. Two people married two sisters.
They're not brothers.
Ze en yadea eizu kidesh, ze en yadea eizu kidesh. This one doesn't know which one, and that one doesn't know which one. So we'll have two families now. We'll have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and then we'll have Aaron, Moshe, and Elazar. Okay? They're not related to each other at all. So Reuven marries one sister, doesn't know which one. Moshe marries one sister, doesn't know which one. Okay, now what do you do? Zen no saint shnei gitin, v'zen no saint shnei gitin. Reuven has to give two gets, and Moshe has to give two gets.
What if it did happen? Were they married?
What if it did happen?
How
does that
happen?
Now,
case.
With
one brother,
how many
brothers do you have?
Doesn't matter.
No one died.
No one died yet. No one died yet. What happened? Everyone realized what happened. So Reuven has to give two gets, and Moshe has to give two gets. Mesu, what if they both died? So Reuven married two women, one woman, out of two doesn't know which one. Moshe doesn't know either, they both died. Reuven and Moshe were fighting it out, they both died. Okay, now, Mesu, Lazeach, Ulazeach. One has a brother, and the other one has a brother. Reuven has Shimon, Moshe has Aaron. Right? Zecholetz l'shteyen, v'zecholetz l'shteyen. Each one has to give chalitza to both. Nothing really changed. Between this case and the first case. Nothing really changed. Right? As Rashi points out, the chol chad v'chad minayu, osuli avume. Each one cannot, no one can do yibum here. Why not? The dilma ba'achot zikukasu paga. Maybe he's going to be marrying the achos zikukato. Okay? Why don't you say that chalitza undoes the yibum?
Zika,
the zika. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Okay? Next, good? Next. Lozeh echad vilozeh shtayim. One has one brother and one has two brothers. Lozeh echad vilozeh shnayim. Hayachid choleitz l'shneihem. The one with one brother must do chalita on both. Vashnayim, and the one with two brothers, this Moshe has got an Aaron and an Elazar. Echad choleitz. One can do chalita. Echad miyabim, and one can do yibum. Exactly the same reason as before. The answer is going to be because the problem of achot zikukaso doesn't apply by two men. Only applies by one man. So one person can't do chalitza on one and then yibum on the other. But two brothers could do that. Right?
Unless,
two brothers could do that.
Brother was a Kohen.
What? Right. Well, the Gemara is going to get to that. We're going to talk about that, Kohens. Tomorrow's daf. If one side was were Kahan and one side wasn't. We're going to get to that. Kadmu v'kansu, ein motzim yadam. If everybody, if they violated and then they married people without going through this whole process, it's okay. Lozeh shnayim. Vilazeshnayim. What if each one had two brothers? So echad shelzeh choleitz laachas. The echad shelzeh choleitz laachas. Shimon does chalitza on Rachel. Aaron does chalitza on Leah. That's what's going to be. Echad shelzeh miyabim chalutzaso shelzeh. The echad shelzeh miyabim chalutzaso shelzeh. Shimon does chalitza on Rachel, then Levi can marry Leah. Aaron does chalitza on Leah, then Elazar can marry Rachel. See what's going on? What? You see what's going on? The chalitza is being done to one, the marriage to the other one. And the other brother, the other family, Moshe's family, the chalitza is done to the one that...
was beyond before.
And the opposite, and then, then Elazar can marry the other one.
But they can do yibam before chalitza is done on both of them, correct?
What?
The other ones can't do yibam on the girls until chalitza is done on both of them, correct? You can't do yibam and then chalitza.
I'm not sure.
You know what I mean?
Right? So here's how it goes. Aaron does chalitza on Rachel. Shimon does chalitza on Leah. Elazar can marry Leah, and Levi can marry Rachel, right? Levi can do the yibum on the one that his brother did the chalitza. I said it wrong before. I'm saying it wrong. Right? Moshe died, so Aaron's brother does chalitza on Rachel, and then. I said it right. Aaron does chalitza on Rachel, and then Elazar can marry Leah. Shimon does chalitza on Leah, and then Levi can marry, and then Levi can marry Rachel. Right? Make sense?
Exactly.
What's the reason for that? It's the exact same thing as before. Exact same thing as before. Because it's b'manavsham. If it's the right one, then I did good even. And if it's the wrong one, it's okay, because the chalitza was done on the other one. By a different brother, not me. Right?
It doesn't matter who, yeah.
Okay?
But these are two unrelated pair of brothers.
Correct.
Yeah. Isn't that Mamish like the case of Rus, because she's getting chalitza and then she's getting yibum.
Correct. Right? But it's by a different brother.
Right. But one woman had two.
So then that's okay if it's two different men. The same man can't do both. But different men can. Kadmu Shnayim V'chaltu. Right? What happens if this happened? Kadmu shnayim v'chaltu. Let's say Aaron did chalitza on one, and then Elazar did chalitza on the other one. Okay? I'm just giving an example. Moshe's brothers, one did chalitza on Rachel, one did chalitza on Leah. Right? Kadmu shnayim v'chaltu. Lo yabnu hashnayim. Right? Now what happens? Now you have Shimon and Levi. So Shimon could say, I'll do chalitza, I'll marry Rachel, and my brother now can marry Leah. Why not? Right? Why not? Says the Mishnah, no. Kadmu shnayim v'chaltu, if two of the other side did chalitza on both, lo yabnu ashnayim, then they cannot do yibam on both. Shimon and Levi now cannot both do yibam on these two women. Ela echad cholitz ve'echad miyabim. One has to do chalita, and then the other one can do yibam. Why? What's the reason for that? What's the reason for that? The reason is. What?
There's two sisters.
Two sisters.
And there's four men involved.
Six men. Six men.
Involved.
There's Moshe and Reuven. They both married one of these two, and we don't know which one.
All right, so those they're gone.
They died.
They're gone.
Moshe has two brothers.
Right.
Elazar and Aaron.
Right.
Aaron does chalitza on one woman. Elazar does chalitza on the other woman.
Okay.
Now on the other side.
Wait, on the other side. No, hold a second.
That's the case.
You have four men. I'm going to hold this up a second, but I just don't understand it. You have four men. Avram.
Two brothers and two brothers.
Avram and Yitzchak are
brothers. Don't use those names. Use my names. Moshe, Aaron, and Elazar.
Okay, Moshe.
And Reuben, Shimon, and Levi.
Okay, Moshe, Aaron, Elazar, Reuben, Shimon. That's eight.
That's six.
Okay, all right. And then the fathers died.
The two, then Moshe dies.
So who's left?
Moshe dies, and Reuven dies.
Right, so who's left?
Shimon and Levi.
Okay.
Elazar and Aaron.
All right. Now, who does chalitza and who does...
So Aaron does chalitza to one woman.
Right.
And Elazar, from the same side, does chalitza on the other woman.
Okay.
Okay?
So both...
They didn't have to do that, but they did it.
Okay.
On the other side... Why can't Levi marry one and Shimon marry the other?
Right.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
Why?
It's a good question, why. So he explains like this.
They don't have the right to do chalitza.
What?
Can't be that size to do chalitza. Because
the two brothers have a right to do chalitza.
No, they don't.
Why shouldn't they be allowed to do chalitza?
Maybe they're not released from the Zigi Zika because the other side is...
I'll tell you why.
That's why you have to knock out the first one.
Because regarding these two, you can, one of them... It's impossible. It's very simple. You can't do yibam on both.
Right. Even for them. Right.
Why not?
Because it's not? A Zika.
Because one of them is a Zika.
Right.
And the other one is a Achol Zikuka.
Right.
So one of them has to have Chalitza.
One of them's got to have Chalitza.
Then you can marry the other one.
Correct.
In yibam.
Correct.
Right? Why can you marry the other one in yibam? Miman Avshach. If it's right, it's right. And if it's wrong, well, the other one has Chalitza, so it's no problem for me.
You just gave the two brothers from one side.
Right.
Both of them did.
So the Gemara is going to ask that question. What's the difference here and before? Here we're not allowing two men, and before we allowed two men,
right?
So Gemara is going to ask that question.
Who says they have the right to do chalitza? Maybe it's not the wrong brother.
Because you don't lose anything with doing chalitza.
Exactly.
You don't lose anything. There's no downside.
But you are a stranger. You can't do chalitza on a woman who's...
Why not?
No.
So I didn't know chalitza. So therefore what?
You're not a brother.
She can't. So what?
You can do chalitza.
So it's a suffix. The only downside is she can't marry a kohen midrabanan. It's the only downside.
Well, why is it effective? You have no connection to her.
It's not effective. One of them is a waste of time. We have no choice. We have to do that because we don't know. You're right. One of them is a waste. We have no choice. We don't know. We have no choice. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, Shema Mina, you see from here, this is the easy part. Kedushin, Jain Masurin, Labia, Havi Kedushin. That Kedushin that can never result in Bia is a good Kedushin. It's never going to result in Bia. Why not? In the simple case, a guy marries two women. He doesn't know which one. Two sisters. He can never marry either one. So there's a Kedushin, it's never going to come to a marriage. It's never going to come to be. It's never going to be consummated. It can't be consummated. That's not a Kedushin. It's a machlok, it's a baya in Rava. It's one of the rare places we hold like a baya. That can't be consummated. So the Gemara says, no. Hachamai eskin and shehukru. Now you knew who it was. So it could have happened. Ubisoft this arvu. Then the guy mixed up, then he forgot. Udekanami, it also makes sense. Diktani says in the Mishnah, Ve'eni yodea. Falokshani ve'eni yodua. It doesn't say you never knew. It says, now you don't know. Shlomi, no, you're right. My Kamashbalan, what's the chiddush in that? There's no chiddush in that. So Gemara says, you're right. It's only there for the sefer, it's pre-chalitz. It's only there for the sefer. What was the sefer? Meis, if you die, v'lo, och, echad, chalitz l'shteyim. Then the brother has to do chalitz on both. Hayelo shnayim, if there are two brothers, echad chalitz, echad miyabim. One can do chalitz, one can do yibub. That we said. Dafka michlat v'harda yivume. Someone asked me this. Chalitz must come first, and then yibub. Why? Avo yivum ebereisha, but to do yibum first, lo, impossible. The kapaka ba'acho zikukaso, because that could be a problem. Because you could be marrying the sister of the wrong one. You can be marrying the wrong sister first. Now, but then we said, Shnayim Shekid Sheshtei Achayos. If a man marries two sisters, right?
Two men
marry two sisters. Shmamina, again, Kedushin She'ed Mesurin Labiya Havi Kedushin. Is that a good Kedushin? It's not a good Kedushin. It can't be consummated because you have a suffix. Hacham Nami, Shukru Ulbasaf, this Arvu. Same story. You knew at one point, then you forgot. So it could have been consummated had you not forgotten. It says you don't know now. Not that you never knew. Shmamina, you're right. My Kamashmalan, what's the Kiddush in that? We just said it. Sefer Itzrichale, a bigger Kiddush. Mesu lazeh echad ulzeh mesu. They both died. Lazeh echad ulzeh shnayim. And one had one brother. One had two brothers. So what do we say? Hayachid chol zosteir. The one with one brother has nuchlis on both. Vashnayim, the other brother, echad chol zechad miabim. So pshita heinu reisha. It's the exact same thing. All we did was add another brother. Same story. Same rule. Which is why you make it more complicated. No. Ma'udatayim. I would have thought nigzar trei atu chad. Let's make a gzira. That whenever there's two brothers, it should be the same halacha as if there's one brother. That what? Nobody can ever do yibum. Kamash milan, we don't say that. And by the way, dafka michlat svahada yevume aval yevume bereisha lo the paka but the paka be yivama b'shok l'shok. Because it could be you must do chalitza first. You can never do yibum first because maybe you're marrying the wrong one. Once you do chalitza first, that frees up the other one. Now you can do yibum second. Okay. We'll just try. We could do one more minute. Let's stop. I think we should just stop because I'm going to stop here anyway tomorrow. Because now it gets calm. Now it gets very hard. It's very hard Gemara now. This if and sudat till the Mishnah is very hard Gemara. So we'll stop here. It's a few minutes early, but it's better to stop now than to have problems later tomorrow. Right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Thank you.